From NPR News, this is Day to Day. As most air travelers know, Southwest Airlines pioneered a unique way of boarding passengers before a flight. Instead of assigned seats, it's first come, first served. Some passengers complain about this cattle call system, so beginning in November, Southwest will make some changes. Joining us now is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, what is Southwest planning to do?
Well, when you check in for a flight, as usual on Southwest, you're assigned a zone, A, B, or C, depending on how early you get there or check in online. But you'll also now get a number in that line. If you have B15, say, you board behind the person with B14 and ahead of B16. Now, the seats, once you're on the plane, will still be unassigned, but you do have a little better order at the gates instead of this big rush of passengers as soon as they open the doors.
So why the change? This has been in effect for, what, 35 years, and now they're changing?
That's right. Well, basically, it was complaints from their customers. Some people are lining up at the gate hours before a flight to get a good seat. And business travels, and there are more and more of those on Southwest, hated to be at the back of the line behind all the tourists who had the time to get there earlier. And it's especially tough if you're on a connecting flight, you land at the hub, only to find that you're now way at the back of the crowd in your zone for the next flight. So under this new system, you'll know where in zone A, B, or C you'll be standing when they start boarding. Essentially, it's a growing pain for Southwest, which invented the low-fare concept and now carries the most domestic passengers of any airline. Other low-cost competitors are trying out charging an extra $10 or $15 if you want an assigned seat. I talked to Michael E. Levine about this phenomenon. He's a former executive for three different airlines, and he says the entire industry is experimenting with different pricing for services.
Everyone wants to pay as little as possible for the basic ticket. This experiment's been run over and over. It's why the food is so bad and the seats are so tight. Some customers are willing to pay for more. The airlines went from giving everybody all the goodies to giving nobody any goodies. And now they're sort of trying to give the people who care about them the goodies in return for relatively small amounts of extra money.
Levine says this is a natural evolution for an industry that's really still moving from government regulation to a competitive free market.
And John, is it possible that Southwest would abandon its open seating plan entirely and go to assigned seats?
Well, they say no. They've tried it in a few cities, and they say that the feedback from customers is that the customers prefer open seating. They just want a little less chaos at the boarding gate. But Southwest does say that this new system opens the door to product customization and enhancements for business travelers. That's a quote. It's possible that you could be charged a bit extra for an earlier place in line sometime in the future.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.